Terry Trudeau has written comic strips and satire for decades. His Doonesbury character has ventured into many political and cultural life events through the years. In the 1980s, Trudeau portrayed Donald Trump as the perfect cartoon character, telling stories of his political ambitions.
I can't claim any prescience whatsoever. I was just, you know, I was just reacting prophylactically. I said, oh, no, God, no, not this guy. And you know, he'd been kind of a running character in the strip. He's a natural-born toon right out of the box. You know, like Daffy Duck, you know, all the grandiosity and the strange language. And so I didn't have to change a thing when I put him into the character.
Trudeau won't take credit for being able to predict the future of Donald Trump's election as the president of the United States.
Simply was kind of reporting and commenting on his, you know, his head fakes, going all the way back to 88 when he first took out those ads in the Washington Post, New York Times, Boston Globe, mouthing off on foreign policy. But there are these common threads that he wove together into a candidacy 30 years later. So it wasn't so much that I predicted it as I was just kind of mocking his attempts. Everybody's forgotten he actually did run for president in 2000.
Trudeau has evolved since the Vietnam War in depictions of his characters dealing with the impacts of war on soldiers and families. He's been awarded many times for the work he's done to advance the issues of wounded soldiers. The Army invited him to Walter Reed Army Medical Center after writing strips about the Iraq invasion. He said he spent significant time there learning firsthand what soldiers deal with who are recovering from war wounds.
And we had 500,000 of our countrymen sitting in the desert, and that was a big story. When the Iraq invasion happened in 2003, I had a lot of friends by that point who were able to guide me as I started writing the story of BD losing his leg. And I think the Pentagon felt that when they saw that happen in the strip, that I was obviously going to write about this, and it might be better if I actually got it right.
Trudeau said he doesn't think anything should be off limits when covering social and political issues.
Years and years ago, I got in trouble for introducing sex, drugs, rock and roll and politics into the strip because those weren't staples of comic pages in those early years. And it was a constant frustration. There was a lot of pushback. Strip kept getting bumped from newspapers. One wise editor said, it doesn't matter what you write about as long as you write about it with care and some seriousness of purpose. And that was that kind of got my attention. And since then, I've never not written about something. And I've never thought that you know, editors shouldn't edit, I've never called it censorship. If they feel that their community standards are such that certain material is inappropriate for them, that's their job. They say no to things going into their paper every day.
Gary Trudeau will be at the Eccles Center on Saturday evening. The show starts at 7:30. Tickets are available at ecclescenter.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.